Hey, this is Cap, and thank you for listening to the Cap & Company podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
This is Cap & Company.
Missed something? Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
So, we've got some big station news. Good morning and welcome to ESPN 1000. With Danny Zetterman, Chris Black, I'm David Kaplan. So, Cap & Company's been here 9 to noon for several years. Starting Monday, we are going to have a brand new morning show. It'll be called Cap & J Hood with my friend Jonathan Hood. And we are going to have a lot of fun. Chris Black is moving to the evenings, which is going to be just an amazing opportunity. Congrats to him and Adam Abdallah. And Jeff Meller is coming from Waddle and Sylvie to this show. And so it'll be Danny and Jeff, me and Jay Hood, and J.R. Strauss. And we're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. And I welcome my new partner to the air, Jay Hood. Pal, I cannot wait to get going on Monday. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Take that, pal.
Take that, pal.
Take exactly that, pal. I'm adding the pal to the take that. On the 17th of August, we're going to have so much fun. For those that don't know, Cap and I have known each other for over 20 years.
Yep.
We've known each other for a long time. And so the reason why that this works for me and it works for him is because we're friends. We know each other. And so I'm just so excited for this new opportunity, and I've been with the station. August 20th will be 15 years being at ESPN 1000, so it's bittersweet as far as my audience from under the hood, but I'm looking forward to this new assignment with you every morning starting at 7 on August 17th.
Yep, and as we head toward what we hope is a football season, but we've got baseball going on, and you and I like to cover teams on both sides of town, so we will have a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. And with Danny and Jeff Meller, it's going to be Ensemble Radio, just a whole lot of laughs and a whole lot of fun for everyone to wake up to every morning.
It's about time that you have a sports morning show that you really feel great about as far as interaction. You feel like your voice is heard. ESPN 1000, in this iteration of ESPN 1000, is about you, the fan. Yeah, it's about Cap and I being able to entertain you and get your mind off your troubles, but it's about you being able to interact with us, whether it's through our Twitch channel, whether it's through Twitter, the phone lines. We want you to be part of this show. It's one thing for Cap and I to go back and forth and take that each other back and forth every morning, but yep, we want you to be part of this as well, because we're building something new. How many years have we heard, oh, if ESPN 1000 just had something in the morning for me to listen to? Well, we have you now. At 7 o'clock on August 17th, we're coming to be able to give you what you want, Chicago Sports Talk, and you can talk with us and not having to just sit and listen.
Yeah, and I'm so hopeful we have an NFL season, Jay Hood, because if Mitchell Trubisky balls out, I'm going to just be absolute horror for guys like Black and Abdallah on their new evening show.
You're right. When Nick Foles balls out, it's just going to be great for the Bears. You're so right about that. Maybe it's the static. Did you say Foles?
I said Nick Foles. Mitchell David Trubisky.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When Foles is able to take over for Trubisky and just completely ball out and lead the Bears to the playoffs, that's going to be great. And Trubisky as a career backup someplace, it's going to be terrific for, you know, his career and for his family. But, boy, when Foles steps in there, boy, it's going to be great because he is Mr. Backup, you know. When he comes in, boom, the team gets better. So you're right. I'm looking forward to Foles as well.
Yeah, we're going to have to work with your pronunciation so people hear you when you say Trubisky.
Well, I'm aging before our very years, so you know I might have missed that. Foles is going to be great. You're right about that, man. So I'm looking forward to the Foles era as well.
All right, are you ready to get up early every day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been sleeping in for 15 years. I'm all rested up, and I'm ready to go on the 17th. Take that.
Take that. I am absolutely fired up, ready to rock and roll with you, and you're going to have to bring some of your impressions back because you doing some of the voices that you do are absolute hilarity.
Well, you know, everything is organic, whether it's our sports talk or making people laugh. You know, everything's organic, and we're looking forward to it, man. The 17th of August, 7 a.m., set your alarm and make sure that you're a part of our community, Cap'n J Hood, because it's going to be great, pal.
You got it.
Take that.
You got it, pal. Enjoy a couple of days off and then get ready to crank it up on Monday. And thank you to our bosses here at Good Karma, Mike Thomas and Craig Karmazon and Steve Politziner and Randy Merkin, for putting their trust in you and I. And now it's up to you and I and Danny and Jeff and JR to take the ball and push it across the goal line.
I've got the ball here, pal. Don't worry about it. I got the ball right here for you. I got it right here.
All right, Mitchell.
All right, Nikki.
All right, have a great day, kid.
All right, brother.
All right, see you. There he is. That's our guy and my new partner, Jonathan Hood. It'll be Cap'n J Hood at 7 a.m. starting this Monday. And the rest of our lineup, very, very pleased to announce, of course, Carmen and Yurko now will start at 10. Mike Greenberg at noon, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, and then congratulations to Bleck and Abdallah. Hard-working dudes, a lot of laughs, and I'm really proud of you, Chris.
Thanks, Cap. Your support has been fantastic through the years, and I've worked your show, what, over 4 years now?
Yep.
Before that, I worked with Jonathan as his lead producer for 5.5 years, so I hold the night show in high regard here, so I am thrilled. I know Abdallah's thrilled that we can take it over for Jonathan. You guys are going to kill it in the mornings. You and Jay Hood will crush from 7 to 10. So I'm excited for you guys.
I appreciate that. And I'm going to miss tangling with you in the mornings.
Oh, we'll be around. Don't worry. Don't you worry.
Yeah. You and your little friend with the expensive gym shoe collection will absolutely tangle.
Yeah, absolutely, because I know already today you are trying to angle with a positive Mitch Trubisky takeoff of something Eddie Jackson said on TV. So
correct.
We'll have to get into that today because it's ridiculous.
It's so perfectly said by an all-pro safety.
Yes, because he knows. He knows what's going on with Trubisky.
He's an all-pro. It's just
I'm aware he's an all-pro.
All of you lined up at the Haterade trough,
right.
You're getting nervous.
Well, the trough will start at 6 p.m. every night, so there you go.
That's your new show, The Trough. Anyway, again, really excited. Can't wait till Monday morning, 7 a.m. when we crank it up. And you can watch that show and all of our shows on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. And Twitch is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Miller Lite. 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. Adam Rittenberg is going to join us at 10:35. Danny Boy, do you think we will have college football news by 10:35? Because it's starting to sound like you've got one or two schools in the Midwest going, well, we can go play in the Big 12 for a year. Or Ohio State said, well, maybe we can play in the SEC. It just sounds like we don't have a football czar, so there's no direction.
I don't know if we're going to have specific news as to one way or another. I know the Big Ten is meeting this morning at 9:30, so in about 20 minutes the Big Ten's going to meet. They're going to come to a decision. It sounds like the commissioners and the guys running the school want to go one way and the coaches want to go another way. So I don't think we're going to have a definitive answer by the time Adam joins us at 10:35, but I hope we have a little bit more clarity.
I hope so. I hope we have more clarity, and I hope that they make the right decision for the health of the student athlete and not be guided by the dollar amount that they feel like they have to bring in from college football. That's what I'm hoping. Make the right decision with the student athlete's best interest health-wise first.
How do you not play football if there's students on campus, though? I mean, Notre Dame has students on campus mm-hmm. this week. They're going to class. So how could you say, well, we can't play football even though there are classrooms with students and socially distanced places on campus? I don't understand that. Now, if no students go to a campus, I find it hard to believe you could play college football, but I feel like they have to try, don't they?
Well, it depends because I'll just use the team that airs here, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's protocols can be the best in the world. But when they go play whoever it is they're going to play on a given Saturday, what if that team's protocols aren't as good? Dude, we're seeing professional athletes, Mike Clevenger, Zach Plesac, whoever it is, the Marlins, the Cardinals. Those are pros, and they can't follow the rules. They know when they leave the hotel the other night, you're not supposed to do that. There's a protocol officer you're supposed to talk to. They know they're breaking the rules. And those are pros making huge money with no other responsibility professionally than to do the right thing. And we're expecting 18 to 23-year-olds to all do that, caught up in college life. I know I wasn't. I'm not mature now. I shudder to think what I would have done when I was in college. Holy smokes. 312-332-3776. So here's the schedule for today. Emmett Golden from our Cleveland station is going to join us at 10. Cubs and Cleveland Indians tonight. The big question is, you had Mike Clevenger fly back on the team plane after violating the protocol on Saturday. Zach Plesac, they caught getting back into the hotel. They sent him home in a rental car. But Clevenger got on the plane. Oh, by the way, one of his teammates happened to be a cancer survivor from just like a year and a half ago in Carlos Carrasco. Like, that's the most unprofessional. Plesac was wrong. Clevenger? Way out of line. So we'll get Emmett Golden's perspective. He covers the Cleveland Indians for ESPN in Cleveland. And then we'll have the latest breaking news on college football with Adam Rittenberg. And then Patrick Sharp will set the table for us for tonight's hockey game. The Blackhawks locking horns with the Vegas Golden Knights. 9 o'clock, you can watch the pregame show with our guy, Patty Boyle, on NBC Sports Chicago. And then 9:30, that puck's going to hit the ice. Late night, Danny Boy. Late night, CB. Love it.
Can't wait. I love
late night sports when my teams are playing. It's awesome. Awesome. Anyway, 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Fast timeout. Be right back.
This is Cap and Company. Follow at the Cap Man on Twitter.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Welcome back, ESPN 1000. Don't forget, Monday, our new lineup goes into effect. It'll be me and Jonathan Hood, Danny and Jeff Meller, starting at 7 a.m. We're going local, baby. 7 a.m. And then at 10, Carmen and Yurko. Noon, Mike Greenberg. 2 o'clock, Waddle Sylvie. 6 to 8, our brand new show of Bleck and Abdallah. Man, come on, Mitch Trubisky. We've got the table set for you now, kid. Oh, baby. Oh, man, if he just plays great. And I'm getting fired up, Chris Bleck, because I keep hearing all these different things. Ted Ginn, Trubisky's going to be the starter. I'm hearing Tariq Cohen. Mitch is balling out. His accuracy's better. He's been working with Jeff Christensen, the quarterback mechanic guru. And they said they've never seen him like this. And Trubisky said, I want to prove my teammates right and the rest of you wrong about him. This was Eddie Jackson on Good Morning Football.
Only thing I would say is difference. He's more focused. You know, he comes in. You know, you barely see him in the locker room, but when you do see him, it's like he's in and he's out. So he's way more focused, and he knows what's ahead of him for this year, you know, what's to come of him. And like I said, that's been our quarterback. We've been riding with Mitch for the longest, and I feel like Nick Foles being here as a guide and just competition to bring the best out of him. So I'm just excited to see what's at stake for these guys when we jump on this field this week.
That's an all-pro safety. That's our guy. We're going to be riding him. Take that.
I'm so happy for Jonathan Hood, but I hope he's prepared to deal with this propaganda from you from 7 to 10 every day here on ESPN 1000. I mean, Cap, he's a safety. He answered. Play the star of that clip
speak
again.
Speak with reverence. When you speak with him, you speak with reverence and respect. He's an all-pro safety from Alabama.
Yes. Okay, listen to the star of this clip. The question was, is there anything different about Mitch this offseason?
The only thing I would say is difference. He's more focused. You know, he comes in. You know, you barely see him in the locker room, but when you do see him, it's like he's in and he's out.
Okay, he's in and he's out. You don't really see him. He's more focused. Well, why wasn't he focused before? Oh, because his job is on the line?
Wait a minute.
I mean, Cap, come on.
You are
stretching so hard on this one. Saw a clip that had a video online, and it said, Jackson talks about Trubisky's focus, and you thought that this was going to be some highlight clip where Jackson's announcing that Trubisky has finally arrived. Come on. We heard this same stuff last offseason. This is a stretch.
He did not say he was not focused. He said he's more focused.
Why wasn't he focused before? He was the starting quarterback on a 12-4 team.
He wasn't focused. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, listen to the way he answers.
He's more focused.
He doesn't have an answer there. He doesn't have a distinct answer for you. Good morning, football.
I can promise you, if he'd come out and gone, I'll be honest with you, I hope he's better than he's looked horrible.
This is a stretch.
He'd be playing it.
Stretch. Danny, is this a stretch?
I was on the phone, so to be honest, I didn't really hear it.
Cap,
but I'll just go along with Chris. Stretch.
Well, I mean, here.
Of course.
Eddie Jackson talking about Trubisky on Good Morning Football. He's asked, is there anything different about Mitch this offseason?
The only thing I would say is difference. He's more focused. You know, he comes in. You know, you barely see him in the locker room, but when you do see him, it's like he's in and he's out. So he's way more focused, and he knows what's ahead of him for this year, you know, what's to come from him. And like I said, that's been our quarterback. We've been riding with Mitch for the longest, and I feel like Nick Foles being here as a guide and just competition to bring the best out of him. So I'm just excited to see what's at stake for these guys when we jump on this field this week.
If you're asking me if he's, like, selling Mitch Trubisky to me, if he's excited for Mitch, he's not. He was asked to give a positive about Mitch, and he searched his bag of positivity, and all he could come up with was focus. And it also makes it sound like last year he was less focused.
Yeah, what's that about? 12-4, and you're not focused coming in?
And where's Eddie Jackson been? He said he comes in and out of the locker room. You barely see him. I thought Mitch cleaned the locker room. I thought he swept up in there. Like, wouldn't you think all the players would see him sweeping up?
You guys are...
I'm just saying, Cap, it seems like a bit of a stretch. It is.
All I'm telling you is he's gone and gotten some extra training. He's gotten his mechanics in line. He's like that quarterback that you see as a freshman that was a heralded recruit, and you're like, this guy's horrible. And then as a sophomore, you go, he wasn't very good. And all of a sudden, he gets to be a junior or a senior. You're like, where'd that guy come from? That's what's going to happen. And that's what keeps you awake at night. It terrifies you that, oh, my God, Abdallah and I have cast our lot that he sucks.
No.
I've gone the other way. We'll see.
See, there's no casting a lot there, Cap. We're just watching football. So if you watch the football games, you'll see what he is. There's a lot of silence after that, no? A lot of silence there.
He's just got to go out and play, man. That's it. Just go out and play. And all of a sudden, there'll be a lot of rats jumping on the ship real quick. Real quick. Greg in St. John, Indiana. Hey, Greg, what's up, man?
What's happening, Sparkles? And you're right. They will be real quick.
Yeah.
Because you're wrong. Eddie Jackson is sticking up for his guy because they were drafted in the same class. And I know. I've watched these guys at practice. They have a camaraderie. They have a saying. Tariq Cohen likes to use, it's called 10 toes down. They're in it for each other. They've been working at this. When they came in 2017, the Bears were, nobody cared about the Bears. They were in the doldrums. And that whole 2018 sparked, you know, everybody, you know, getting excited about this team again. And they were a big part of that. So if you think Eddie Jackson isn't in Mitchell Trubisky's corner, you're wrong. He's 10 toes down, which is why I called, because I wanted to congratulate all you guys on the new advancements of ESPN 1000. You know, I'm a diehard P1 listener, and I love all you guys. And Blessing Abdallah, you know, they're new to this. You know, in the last few years, you know, kind of jumping through the charts of ESPN 1000 reminded me a lot of, you know, a young Sylvie and Carmen. And it's just cool to see you guys kind of transform. I've been listening for 20 years, and, you know, Matt Yurko and Harry were amazing. And to watch the evolution and Kaplan, when you came in, I just think, you let off a spark, and this banter and camaraderie has gotten even tighter. And to see you guys adding like this and Chris Black and Abdallah getting their shot, a well-deserved shot, never mind all the unsatisfied customers, because you got a satisfied customer right here. And I truly love everything you guys do over at ESPN 1000, truly helping us get through this pandemic and everything else. It means a lot to people more than you think.
Hey, man, you're the best. Have a great rest of your day. And when we get our lives back and Mitch is flying out to get his MVP trophy, you and I will go out to dinner and celebrate.
Oh, me and you are going to be beating that drum. Black and Abdallah, they aren't going to have much airtime. When Mitch balls out, me and you are going to be taking it all, my brother.
See you, kid.
Later, guys.
Have a good day. That's our guy, Greg Braggs, who's a P1 listener, calls the show all the time. He's a good man. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. And last night, White Sox played. The Cubs were off. They'll go back to work tonight. But the White Sox played last night, and they played lousy, lousy baseball. Dallas Keuchel, the starting pitcher, wasn't horrible. He was not. He was none too pleased with his teammates.
I mean, we just came out flat, and I feel like we just stayed flat the whole game. We got some guys coming out and taking professional at-bats, you know, being professional on the mound and doing what it takes to win. We got some guys kind of going through the motions, so we need to clean a lot of things up. And if we want to be in this thing at the end of the season, we're going to have to start that now. And when you have enough talent to potentially win every game, it's very frustrating when you have games like this, and it just seemed like we were out of it from the get-go. It just seemed like we were taking a night off. And we can't afford that with a young core that we have here. We got to show up every day, and even if there's no fans, we got to make sure that we're ready to go. And if we're not ready to go, we got to fake it till we make it. And just seemed like today was one of the first games that I've seen very subpar play from everybody.
There you go. That is Dallas Keuchel with some very pointed remarks. Now, he's new in town. It's not as though he's been around the White Sox for the last 5-10 years. But if they believe in him and he believes in them, you would think they would go out and play really well today after being called out for being flat and just not showing up last night. That was awful. That was a really awful, awful performance. And then you look and you go, who's at the top of the standings in the AL Central, albeit through 2.5 weeks or so? Detroit. Detroit. That's how wacky things can be in the pandemic. Did the Twins win late last night? I think they may have. If they did, maybe they went back a half game in front. Either way, it's Minnesota and Detroit. I don't think anyone saw the Tigers being near the top of the standings. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Twins beat the Brewers 4-2.
There you go. So I think they're a half game back up now. Nick is in Niles. Hey, Nick, what's up, man?
Cappy, you handsome devil.
How you
Mitch
doing?
Is winning. Mitch is going to be the MVP this year. All right, Black's a hater. I just want to throw that out there.
Take that, Black. Hey, Nick, thanks, man.
Be good.
See ya. 312-332-3776.
I think you thought that was a pro Cap call. I think that was a pro Black and Abdallah call there.
No, I think he said
Black. I think he was being sarcastic.
I think he said Black's a hater.
He was laughing. Was he not laughing, Danny?
I think he was just nervous. But he said Black's a hater.
I think you should go to line one.
Let's see. Let's go to line one. We can go to the Motor City of Detroit. That's where Mike is. Hey, Mike, what's up, kid?
Hey, good morning there, Dingleberry. So they say that the definition of insanity is doing the same.
Like when I say sparkles, it's done with love, or I say cookie, or whatever I use. Is that a nice, endearing term you just used?
Oh, I love it. I'm a plumber.
God bless you.
Without quoting Mr. Mom again, you know, at least Mitch is doing something different. You know what I mean? He's never going to be great, but, you know, he's not just coming back with the same old bag of tricks. You know, go Lions.
Look, the Lions have, for how long, not won a playoff game? How bad are the Lions? They're like an awful franchise, and they've got talent. They could go out and surprise people.
Super Bowl this year.
Hey,
Super Bowl.
Try and have a record over 500. That'd be a good place to start.
Super Bowl.
Okay, see you, Mikey.
All right.
See you, Cookie. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Jeff's in St. Charles. Hey, Jeff, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap, how you guys doing today?
All good, kids. A good day.
Well, I have a comment about the focusing. It's actually a cognitive function that's based on recognition and recall, not on effort.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say he's more focused, it means that he's understanding what he's seeing more and not searching.
He came in here as a wildly inexperienced player. They said, we're not going to play him as a rookie. Five games in, there he is. And he was awful last year at times. Awful. I will not ever dispute that. I still think there's more talent there that they can get out of him. I do. Jeff, thanks, man. Appreciate you. 312-332-3776. I've been critical of Rob Manfred on this show. MLB was monitoring this show. That's right. We'll tell you how we know that next.
You're listening to Cap and Company. See what we're up to on Twitch.
At ESPN 1000 Chicago.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Rolling on. ESPN 1000. With Christopher Black and Daniel Zetterman. By the way, Danny, somebody sent me a text. I got to find it. Somewhere they saw something, and it listed my name as David Emmanuel Kaplan. That is not my middle name, and you've been calling me that for years.
I think it sounds better than your actual middle name. What's your actual middle name?
Lawrence.
Yeah. I've never met anyone that I like named Lawrence. It's a name for jerks. So David Emmanuel Kaplan sounds right. Perfect. I like it.
I've got friends who have that name. Might be spelled differently than mine. But I said to my mom, how did you come up with Lawrence? Like, when I named my ex-wife and I named Brett, my grandmother, Mary, had passed away already many years before. And so I wanted to honor her. I'm not going to name him Brett Mary. So we named him Brett Michael because the M from Mary worked in Michael.
Sure.
So that's how we came up with that. I asked my mom, where did Lawrence come from? She's like, I always liked that name.
So Lawrence Olivier.
Like, my first name is after my late father's father, who my dad never knew.
Yes.
My dad never knew his own father because he was killed in a construction accident when my dad was 21 months old. Fell off a roof. And so he never knew his own father. So when he had his first son, I got his name. That's how I got David. So, pretty cool.
That's crazy that your dad never knew his own father.
Never knew. I mean, he'd been held by him, but he was 21 months old.
You have so many questions. Like, you know, a lot of times, like, when I analyze myself, we all overanalyze ourselves at time. And I say, am I like my dad? Am I like my mom? And I always go back to, I get this from my dad. I get this type A personality from my dad. I get this edginess from my dad. And, like, if you never know your dad, you don't know where things come from.
Right. Like, I was not, like, did you have all four grandparents growing up?
I did, and what's crazy is all four of my grandparents survived the Holocaust. They were in concentration camps. Uh-huh. So the fact that they all survived and I knew them all was a miracle.
Now, they're all gone, correct?
Now they're all gone, correct.
Chris, did you grow up with four grandparents?
Three. Well, yeah, they were around, yeah.
So I had my mom's parents, but my grandmother, Mary, who I just mentioned, she died when I was like 11, 12. My grandfather, Isidore, her husband, he died when I was 13. And my grandmother, my dad's mother, she died in 1995. So I was like 35 years old. That was really the only grandparent I grew up with because my mom's parents lived out east. They were from New York. My grandmother lived here. That was it. We didn't have, like, hey, Sunday dinner at grandma and grandpa. Like, my stepkids now, Nick, Alex, Garrett, my in-laws, my mother-in-law has passed away since my father-in-law and my late mother, they were with the kids all the time. So they had a different perspective. I didn't grow up with that.
Now you're going to get a chance to be a grandparent.
Yeah.
So you can do for your grandkid what your grandparents were unfortunately not around to do for you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be we're going to be grandparents. I'm excited for that.
Will you tell your grandbaby, take that?
100%.
Will you get your grandbaby a Mitch Trubisky jersey?
We've already had the family meeting of what? Yes, I will get him a baby Mitch Trubisky jersey.
So we know it's a boy. Are you announcing that? Big double major announcement today.
Oh, I don't
today.
Know that.
First major announcement is you're moving to 7 a.m. with Jonathan Hood starting Monday, August 17th. Second major announcement is Cap is letting us know his grandbaby's a boy.
No, I don't know that. I have no idea.
Yes, you do. You slipped, and now I see the sly smile on your face.
On
everybody
my,
on Twitch can
on
see
my
it, too.
Life, I don't know that.
All right.
I do not know that. And then I had another one get engaged. I mentioned him on the show the other day. Yesterday, I think.
Great things happening for the Kaplan family in this crappy year of 2020.
Excited. So, yeah, absolutely. But I'm excited to be a grandfather. 100%.
You'll be a great grandfather. You're good with spoiling people and buying gifts and stuff.
I will.
You've been basically treating Sylvie like he's your grandson since all that's been going on in his life.
I love Sylvie. I love Sylvie. I do. We don't see eye to eye on some sports things. But I keep working on him to try and educate him, and he'll come around.
Did you see his wife, Allie?
Mm-hmm.
She's got an Instagram account.
Yep.
I don't know if it's public or if people can follow it or not.
Mm-hmm.
She got him yesterday with Sylvie's a prankster. He's mm-hmm. he's an all-time, probably one of the best pranksters I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been friends with him, he's been pulling pranks on people. She got him with an all-timer yesterday. Yesterday, you know, those crazy winds were coming,
yeah.
And people were scared about stuff.
What do they call those? Monarcos winds?
It's Derecho.
Derecho.
Derecho winds. It's like a straight line wind. Tracy Butler did a great job explaining it this morning on ABC7. Anyways, she told Sylvie, hey, we've got to be concerned about our backyard furniture. Not on Instagram or anything. She just said, listen, these winds are coming. We've got all this backyard furniture outside. He went on the air at 2 o'clock to do his radio show because that's his job. And while he was on the air, she put away all the backyard furniture. But she didn't tell him she did it. So when his show was over and he came outside and the rains came and the winds came, she said, oh, my God, Mark. That's what she calls him. That's his first name. The winds blew away our lawn furniture. And he was outside looking everywhere for it. And he has
this pissed off
look on his face. And she's recording him. And he literally thinks all the furniture blew away. And he comes inside all pissed off. He's like, why are you recording me? I'm looking for the furniture.
Oh, I got to see that.
It's great. It's classic. I was laughing out loud yesterday.
So great. So great. But, yeah, Sylvie and I go way back, man. Way back. Because we worked down the dial together back in the mid-90s.
You used to have him pick up your toupee.
Really?
Isn't that what he says?
No.
Wash Waddle's car and pick up your toupee was his job.
Yeah. I've never had a toupee. I never will. I'm happy being bald. But Sylvie came from Estherville, Iowa. That's where he was working. And came back here to get in the door down the dial at WGN. And next thing you know, he's working with me, with Waddle, and then he left and came here and has been here ever since. It's my guy. So, love you, Sylvie. We'll keep teaching you about sports. My takes are way better than his. Take that, Sylvie. 312-332-3776. So, Danny, MLB was listening to the show.
I tell you what, Rob, you never know who's listening. Rob Manfred just probably enjoyed that story I told about Sylvie.
Mm-hmm.
It seems as if the idea that our one and only Chris Bleck pitched about three bubble cities for the Major League Baseball playoffs is actually going to come to fruition. They're in discussions about having the Major League Baseball postseason in a bubble-type format. They're not sure what cities. It could be Chicago. It could be New York. It could be L.A., which are the three cities that our own Chris Bleck, who's going to have his own show, 6 to 8 with Adam Abdallah.
Our guy.
Good plug.
Our guy came up with. Now, the odds are they say that it'll be in L.A. because the weather is better in late September, early October. But the idea is that they'll have a bubble city that has multiple baseball stadiums and the teams that make the postseason can all stay there and play there and kind of remain COVID-free.
We call it the Bleck Plan. I was doing an MLB Network interview, and then I was doing something yesterday, and I call it the Bleck Plan. That's it. We've heard of all these different, you know, the Dodd-Frank bill and the this bill and that. It's called the Bleck Plan.
Well, I mean, listen, to me, it was obvious. If hockey in the NHL, they can have two separate bubbles. To me, it was pretty easy to kind of picture, like, okay, if you can do it twice, like, it's not like you can only do one bubble for the NBA or the MLS or the WNBA. Like, the NHL is doing it. They have the blueprint right in front of us. Two separate cities, all the teams there playing each other to then figure out who gets into the playoffs, and then they move on from there. So why couldn't you do that? And baseball already told us that the schedule was going to be regional. So if the schedule's regional, you're only playing the teams from your region, why do you need to travel all over the Midwest to play these games? Bring all the teams to one centralized location, keep everyone in-house, in the hotels, and on the baseball diamond, and let's do it. But they, New York, Chicago, L.A., it should have been done. Three bubbles to play this season. And I get it. The time frame a lot of people scoff at, but the NBA is going to be in their bubble for 3 months. It's the amount of time baseball would have needed to do this.
And I saw they're able to do, like, everything they need inside the bubble because Giannis had to have oral surgery yesterday.
Yes.
We're good. We got that covered for you. He didn't have to go back into quarantine. Like, they've thought of everything.
But again, Cap, it goes back to the conversation. You were coming at me about this because the players wanted nothing to do with a bubble. Well, and my response was, okay, the players are wrong. The only way to accomplish this safely and know that you could get through it without positive tests and without the Cardinals playing five games to this point in the season is you got to be in a bubble. It's it. End of story.
Agreed.
And who knows? Like, the Cleveland Indians might be on the cusp of being put on the sidelines for a couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, having individuals leave and then come back to the team, you can send them home or do whatever. You better hope that these individuals didn't infect others or that they didn't get infected themselves.
When you came up with that plan, I kept saying to you that morning before we came on the air, I'm like, dude, it's a waste of time. They were not going to do it. Well, the Bleck Plan sounds like some form of it is going to happen for the postseason. If they really want the billion with a B dollars that the postseason is going to bring in TV revenue, the Bleck Plan in some form or fashion is going to happen. Hey, the ESPN 1000 Fantasy Football Championship presented by Miller Lite is back, virtual and exclusive on August 27th. The only way to enter is with a text-to-win code from one of 10 participating locations. Now, through August 23rd, stop in at Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin on Randall Road and find your text-to-win code. Get the code, stay for their amazing wings, ice-cold Miller Lite. That is B-dubs in Algonquin. Please drink responsibly and go to ESPN FFC. That's ESPN FFC.com for more details. And our Twitch channel brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Miller Lite. 312-332-3776. More of your calls. We watched White Sox baseball last night. They lost. We've got the Cubs and the Indians tonight and two Cleveland stud starting pitchers, both in quarantine. We'll get into all of it next. Hey, this hour is brought to you by CBDMD. Discover the secret to everyday wellness. CBDMD. Superior CBD. Superior you. Get 20% off when you enter the code WADDLE.
Cap and Company.
Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. And ESPN _ Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
.953 in Chicago. White Sox lose last night. Just didn't look good. Not at all. And then ball hit up the middle. Here comes a diving try, and you don't come close to it, and it's an inside-the-park home run. And that's the second inside-the-park home run the Sox have given up in a week.
Into left field. Eloy going back on it at the warning track, now coming back in, and it bounces off the turf. That's a fair ball. Eloy gets tangled up in the netting, and Yelich is to third. He's coming around third on his way home, and he's inside the park with a home run.
Well, unfortunately, Eloy would tell you that he probably should have had that. And he went diving into the net, which is never a good idea, but the netting did save his season right here. He just misses it. It is clearly a fair ball. Then it hits off the netting. Eloy goes into the netting. And it's an inside-the-park home run.
3-2. Center field angle. Can't get there. It goes by him. Jones to second. Will it be a second inside-the-park home run against the Sox? The answer is yes.
As soon as it get by, that was an inside-the-park home run. Jones is a burner. And after a great play this inning, this sinking line drive gets by Engel, and this is not a great play.
Okay. The one up the middle last night, man, a diving try can happen. I get it. The Eloy Jimenez one the other day was just... Chris, when you watched that highlight, it was almost like he actually tried to dive in on the net and then went, oh, God, I don't bounce off of it.
He looked like a little kid trying to jump into the net.
Yeah, just having fun, like, I'll bounce off the net.
There's
like,
no
whoa!
Urgency to go find the baseball.
Right.
It was very bizarre.
So he's a long-term designated hitter, but he's a young guy. I don't think you end up having to make him a DH yet. Now, Edwin Encarnacion's got a bulky shoulder, so, you know, he'll get some opportunities at that. You know what I was told by someone in New York yesterday? So when the Cubs traded for Aroldis Chapman, Danny, you're going to love this. Brian Cashman's on the phone with Theo, and Theo says, all right, I want Chapman. He said, I'll give you Andrew Miller. I want Schwarber and a prospect. Theo's like, yeah, that's not happening. And he said, I'll give you Chapman. And Theo said, okay, what do you want? He said, I want either Eloy Jimenez or Gleyber Torres. And I want the right to choose. So he had his scouts check them both out. And then he called them back and said, I'm taking Gleyber Torres. You want Aroldis? I'm taking Gleyber Torres. And that's how that worked out. Now, if you could go back in time to that very moment, Schwarber's out with an injury at this point. If you could go back to that moment, would you have done Schwarber and a prospect
Miller? We never win the World Series without Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber was huge, mythical.
He was
legendary in those playoffs, hobbling, injured, coming up big. No, I would never do that differently.
So you're telling me that if you had Andrew Miller...
Listen, Andrew Miller was a stud.
He was better than Chapman in the postseason.
Doesn't matter. We won a World Series. I do nothing different. Nothing different. Everything worked out exactly the way it needed to be. My favorite team won a World Series. There was drama. We went to a Game 7. We had a rain delay. We had speeches. Everything about the series, the whole 2016 playoffs, I wouldn't change a thing. I enjoyed every minute of it immensely. And Kyle Schwarber's legend grew in that playoffs.
Chris, if you could go back to that second, would you give up Schwarber to get Andrew Miller, who was better than Chapman in that postseason, or would you just let it play out the way it was because you'd still have Gleyber Torres, who's a beast? What, he hit 38 homers last year?
Yeah, he's fantastic. Because it's something that I hear all of you Cub fans always say, that you had to give up Gleyber Torres to get Chapman, which... Yeah, that was the deal on the table, but you're right. I would like to see what the percentages would be if you didn't take on Aroldis Chapman, and maybe in the future, 17, 18 into 2019, maybe you're a better ball club if you have Gleyber Torres in the lineup.
Maybe.
Gleyber Torres, well, I was going to say the bats went silent after 2016.
All right.
Maybe Gleyber Torres wouldn't have.
All right, we got it. Get to the Cleveland situation. Emmett Golden from ESPN Cleveland on the Indians going out in Chicago situation. You got to hear the latest that I heard this morning. We'll talk about it coming up next in 2 minutes.